Chapter 66. Footfalls on the Stairs. Geraldine Hockaday let me in.
I thought it might be Peter.
She secured the door. Geraldine, do you like my costume? She had a pretty new dress on, dark pink with a lace trim on the cuffs and around the collar.
This is the first time I have ever worn it. Papa bought it for me before. All this.
It is very pretty, and you are looking brighter, too. Geraldine's face was almost as pink as her clothes, and there was renewed life in her eyes.
I wanted to look nice for Peter. And see, I have set his pipe and tobacco by his chair.
Geraldine, I tried again. There is something I have to say. You must prepare yourself for the possibility.
What is that?
There was a scuffling noise. I went over to listen and heard growls and bumping. It came from downstairs.
Peter!
Geraldine jumped up.
I do not think so, I said, and opened the door a crack. You can't leave it here,
Mrs. Frevel was saying,
blocking the entry. Come back here, you crebbed up bleeding bleeders.
Wait here and lock the door, I told Geraldine, and hurried down.
I told them they can't just leave it here,
Mrs. Frevel yelled up at me.
Bleeding cruck-faced prikes! Not that I could see their poxy faces. Silly scrabs with their mufflers on in this weather. It ain't exactly snowing.
She held out her hand to demonstrate the absence of flakes.
Is it?
There was a big laundry basket, half filling the hall when I made my way down, and I did not like the way Turndap was sniffing it excitedly.
Perhaps you had better take your dog inside, I said.
Your dog?
She parroted in disgust.
Your dog?
He's got a name, as you well know.
Please, I said nervily, please take Turndap away. Mrs. Frevel made several gargling noises and picked her pet up.
It was a rubbish hat anyway,
she muttered, though she was the one who had chosen it. I pushed on the basket but could not shift it. There were two pegs through loops, and I pulled them out.
Is it Peter?
Geraldine was coming down the stairs.
He might not be able to breathe in there.
Stay there, Geraldine, I warned. But she was hurtling down the last steps and flying into me, flattening me against the wall.
Peter!
She had hold of the lid.
Don't!
I cried, but she had flung the lid up and back. Geraldine Hockaday was all at once frozen, bending down, her face still mixed in concern and joyous expectation. I just managed to catch her as she fell and dragged her onto the one bit of clear floor at the foot of the stairs. She was as light as a child. I had known in my heart that Peter Hockaday, the brave, tall, fresh-faced young man I had left under that shelter in Limehouse, would be dead. I had feared, but did not know that he would be squatting in that basket, his face beaten out of shape. I looked in his open mouth and wished I had not. And never, for one moment, had I imagined that he would be cradling his intestines, long, shimmering tubes and folds of white membranes, in his lap.